Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. God intends for you to be victorious in life. It doesn't matter what you are going through, victory is available in Jesus Christ. When you rely on God, He will equip you to excel at whatever you set your hand to do. He will always lead you to a new level of victory. God has given you everything you need to be victorious in every battle or difficulty you will ever face. Rise up in faith and take hold of the victory God has given you. Keep meditating on His truth. God is for you, and He has a good plan for you. As you keep doing this, seeds of faith will spring forth on the inside of you, and you will rise up in boldness to a new level of victory. In today's message, titled Going Through with Victory, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to receive God's victory for you in every area of your life. Let's join in.
God knows how to redeem and deliver, so you can have victory no matter what you are going through. You are more than a conqueror. I'm telling you, the key phrase in this message is going through with victory. Whatever you are going through, I want to assure you that you are going through with victory. Just like Jesus told the disciples when they got into the boat. He said, "We are going over the other side." And the storm came up and it looked like they were all going to drown in the middle of the sea. But Jesus had already told them, "We are going through to the other side." One of the best things about storms is they pass by. They come and go. The storm may come, but the storm cannot stay. And it's the same thing with any of the troubles and problems that we are facing today. No matter what you are going through, you just need to remind yourself, I am going through with victory. I am not getting stuck in this thing. Make sure you remember that I am not getting stuck in this thing at all. And again, remember that I am going through more than a conqueror. I'm not even going to just be a conqueror. I am coming back from the war with the spoils of the war, because Jesus has already won the victory for me. I am more than a conqueror. I am not getting stuck in the middle of this situation in Jesus' name. I hope you will say that with me. I think sometimes we get wrapped up into a cycle of trying to figure out why things happen and what is their purpose. First of all, let me tell you that it's not from God. You know, you remember in the Bible that someone sowed good seeds. He sowed good seeds, and then the enemy went to sow different seeds amongst them. Jesus said in the parable that it's the enemy who has done this. It's the enemy who is doing this. So there is absolutely zero purpose from God for your problem, for your troubles. There is no divine purpose of your troubles. I think we often get hung up on just like what people try to do to find out where did this come from and how did it happen. And then their whole focus is on the problem. Let your focus be on the victory Jesus has won for you. And stop thinking, maybe I did this, and this is what caused the problem. I want to tell you that it doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter the trouble you are facing. It doesn't matter the obstacles and hindrances that come your way. We never saw Jesus in the scriptures ever doing that with someone. We never saw Jesus saying, "Let's have an interview. Let's go back to your family roots." It doesn't matter. There is no purpose other than you are going to come out victoriously. You are going to come out so strong on the other side. Hallelujah. Get into the Word of God and find out what God's Word says about your situation. Because when you spend time meditating on God's Word, it will be medicine for you in every area of your life. It will be life and health. It will bless you. It will heal you. It will cause you to walk in victory. And it will give you authority over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22 that, "My son, Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. What an incredible text of scripture. The word of God will give you life and will give you health in your body. Therefore, don't respond to circumstances and situations the way the world does. If you have been born again and been baptized with the Holy Spirit, people ought to see you respond to difficult circumstances differently. Yet many born again people are just as depressed, fearful, bitter, angry, and as people who have not received the Holy Spirit. Don't let that be your portion. Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 1 that, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." That's Jesus' message to you and me. Victory is yours. You are more than a conqueror. As you remember what God has done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Bible says in John 16 verse 33, and that's Jesus speaking, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have troubles, or you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." You see, so every believer has been commanded to be of good cheer, even in the midst of troubles, in the midst of difficulties. We have been instructed to cheer up, irrespective of the situation we are facing, irrespective of what is coming against us. Christ has won the victory for us. We have victory so we can have peace and cheer up in the midst of our troubles. Remember that Jesus said, if you are a human being, if you are alive in the world, you are going to have trouble. You are going to have situations that are going to be coming against you. But he says, be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. You may say, "Jesus, you have overcome the world. How's that going to help me?" Well, let me tell you that this is overcoming victory is what he gave to you. He said, "In me you may have peace." The life of God that's in you is greater than what's trying to come against you. He who is in you is greater than what's out there trying to form weapons against you. They will not stand. And any tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. That's the heritage of the children of God. You are more than a conqueror. Know that. So let's look at scripture in John chapter 14 verse 27. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So you see, we don't have to have troubled heart, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to live in fear. We can be of good cheer. Jesus said, "I have given you my peace," and it's the peace that overcomes the world. The world doesn't have the ability to give us peace that is actually going to benefit us in the midst of troubles and adversity. Not at all. The kind of peace the world gives is when everything is going your way. By then, think about this. When was the last time that everything went your way? And this is what we sometimes think, that if everything is going my way, then I can be cheerful, I can be happy, I can be peaceful. Jesus said, "I am giving you peace that's not like the world gives you. My peace is of the Holy Spirit, and that you can be in the midst of adversity or troubles and still have peace." This isn't peace from trouble. This is peace in the midst of trouble, and that peace brings victory. Jesus said, "You are going to have trouble, but be of good cheer because I have overcome." For many of us, when trouble comes our way, the first question that often comes up is, "What did I do wrong? Why am I experiencing tribulation and difficulties? Why am I experiencing trouble?" Here's your answer. You are a human being living in this fallen world. Once you are here, Jesus said, there will be trouble. But let me tell you, seriously, just being a righteous person in this world would guarantee that you are going to have trouble, but you still have to come out victoriously. Look at Psalm 34 verse 19. The Bible says, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. You see, look at the promise at the end. It says, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. All of them, not some, all of them. So as New Testament believers, we have been born again, and now the life that we have in him and the life that he has given us has the very ability in it to allow us, to help us, to give to us this way of living, that we can actually be of good cheer. So we can have peace instead of getting caught up in all the craziness that's in our world today. Jesus said, I have overcome. And it's giving us his overcoming victory so that we can also overcome. What a wonderful promise, and what a mighty God that we serve. I'm telling you, by faith, what is happening to you right now is no big deal. One of the things I do is keep a journal, and I don't do it often, but I will go back and look at things, and I record what happened and the things that I dealt with during that time. Something that was 5 or maybe 10 years ago, and I don't even remember it happening. It was such a minor thing, but it was important that day. But 10 years or 5 years later, it's not an issue at all. And that's the way it is with most of the problems that we deal with today. It's just not that big of a deal. And so we will always come out in victory. I assure you, that's what the Bible says. Not with our ability, but with the overcoming victory of Jesus that's alive and well in us. We need not be discouraged and let our hearts be overwhelmed, because our victory is assured. That's what the Bible says. So I want you to now think about it and say to the devil, I am not going to let you steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down. Be bold. Take him down because of the life of Jesus that has already defeated the devil. I'm going to demonstrate that defeat and the victory of Jesus in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Even though the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus came to give us life and give us more abundantly. Therefore, victory is yours. You are more than a conqueror. But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this victory is not yours at all. And so this will be the best time to receive him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.